one organization amplifying the presence, contributions, struggles, and experiences of LGBTQ individuals throughout Maryland's history, Preservation Maryland's Megan Bacco talks about the Maryland LGBTQ History Collaborative Initiative and their personal relationship with the project.
We have all always been here. Not just in June during Pride Month, not just in the 21st century, not just after Stonewall, not just after marriage equality, but always. The presence and contributions, struggles and experiences of LGBTQ individuals have always been a part of Maryland's history, although often invisible, censored, or oppressed. And every aspect of that history, both good and bad, is essential for telling the whole story of Maryland and America. Preservation Maryland, the state's first and foremost nonprofit dedicated to historic preservation, is approaching our Maryland LGBTQ History Collaborative Initiative with that statement in mind. We've prioritized uncovering and preserving LGBTQ history by bringing the research and its findings to light and to action. This is made possible with funding from the Maryland Historical Trust and other partners like the University of Maryland and the Maryland LGBT Chamber of Commerce and PFLAG groups across the state. PFLAG originally stood for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays and is now inclusive of all LGBTQ people and allies. Dr. Susan Ferrantinos is an award-winning public historian who's done this type of work for the National Park Service, among others. She will author the final context study due out this fall. Her research will not only be done in libraries and archives, but also in Maryland's LGBTQ communities through 5 scheduled listening sessions this month. LGBTQ individuals and allies have been invited to all of these events, from Tacoma Park in Baltimore City to Salisbury on the Eastern Shore. Dr. Ferrantinos will weave these voices into a first-of-its-kind historical context narrative about LGBTQ life and history in Maryland, from pre-Columbian contact through the 21st century. The only other state to approach their LGBTQ history in this way is Kentucky. We know that LGBTQ youth are statistically overrepresented in suicide rates and homelessness statistics. We know that LGBTQ Americans of all ages face discrimination in the workplace, in accessing appropriate health care, in serving in the military, and shops of all kinds. But we also know that there are local groups as active as ever, the Pride Center of Maryland and Chase Brexton Healthcare, among others. As LGBTQ Marylanders continue to fight for equality in the present, we're marching alongside them towards representation in a more inclusive history. Personally, I wonder what learning about the contributions of all Americans, regardless of their sexual orientation or gender expression, could have meant to me as a young gay person going through all the things that teenagers go through. Equally as important, what could that history mean for the social development of all students? Will increased representation lead to increased understanding? I certainly hope so, and I'm encouraged by California and New Jersey's new initiatives to teach LGBTQ history in public schools. On the eve of the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in New York City, resources abound for all of us to learn more about LGBTQ life in America. The National Park Service went to extraordinary efforts to coordinate the research and outreach needed to recognize the Stonewall Inn as a U.S. National Monument in 2016. Since then, several more LGBTQ sites have been listed to the National Register of Historic Places, including the Feminist Furies Collective in D.C., the Federal Building in San Francisco, and Pauli Murray's home in North Carolina. Here in Maryland, we're working to write new nominations to the National Register and also amend existing listings. Why is that important? Because we know that the social environment of the past and the goals of the preservation movement have not always aligned with our current mission to make the National Register better reflective of our diverse American experience. Only looking back on history will not solve these lasting inequalities. But historians and preservationists have an important role to play to bring past LGBTQ lives, challenges, and victories to life. We'll do that through research, through lectures, exhibits in museums, and interpreting our built environment around us. After all, history has always been written by the victors, And this new, inclusive, and affirming approach to public history, like the approach that Preservation Maryland is taking, will expand and diversify the victor circle. Because as my Pride March sign says, we have all always been here.
Preservation Maryland hosts its final listening session tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Chase Brexton Health Center. For more information on the Maryland LGBTQ History Collaborative Initiative, visit preservationmaryland.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.